My ass, don't you get tired of fighting? And I am human, obviously. I do get tired of fighting. And when I talk about fighting, I thank God I don't have to fight a rebellious spouse. I've been blessed with a wonderful wife. I have a wonderful local church home where there's been very little fighting over the years of any sort. But they're asking in the context of this world and this life, you have these fraudulent elections. You have it just amazes me as I look out on all these wicked people who spend their lives in politics. It's a lot of these godless, wicked people spend almost all their spare time fighting over politics, fighting for the right to murder unborn children, fighting for rights to be married as sodomites, fighting to confiscate guns, fighting for every satanic thing you can imagine. And I think if I was not a Christian, I would be enjoying life. I mean, in a worldly sense. If this was the only life I thought I had, because very few of those people think they're going to hell. Most of those people either don't believe in any kind of afterlife, or they just make one up in their minds. And everybody who's good and decent is going to go to heaven, and they're a good and decent person, obviously. Of course they are. You know, they're good. They're going to heaven. That's the imaginary religion that most people live by. And if I thought this life was all there was, I'd be enjoying it and not fighting constantly in political battles. But what they don't realize, and what we as Christians need to realize, is that these people are under satanic control. And that may seem obvious as you hear me say it, but I think a lot of Christians forget that, and I do. I have to be reminded of what we read in 1 John 5:19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Now that's something I have to remind myself of constantly as I see these people fighting and spending millions of dollars if they have it, and all their spare time, and separating themselves from family members and such because we don't go along with their satanic agenda. And you're like, what drives these people? Well, what drives them is that they are under satanic control. And we can become discouraged if we don't look at these things biblically. I think that's who Jesus was referring to in the parable of the tare, the seed and the sower. And in Mark 4, it says in verse 18, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it become unfruitful. And I believe that's what I've seen. A lot of Christians get so caught up in the idea, the desire to make this world, you know, make America great again. You can go back 4 years of my studies. I've told people that's really not the goal. Really, all we're looking for is a reprieve and to stem the tide of wickedness. Our hope is not in this world. And as much as I love Donald Trump, I've loved his presidency, especially the judicial appointments and other things he's done. But it was all just to stem the tide, folks. You can refuse to think biblically and you'll be very discouraged. Or you can think biblically and remember, we're at the end of this thing. This was just a temporary reprieve. Things are going to get worse before they get better. It's darkest before the dawn is a Bible prophecy truism. And we're about to be raptured before the darkest period of this world's history, the Great Tribulation, Daniel's 70th week. But that ends with Jesus coming back and conquering and setting up his kingdom.